Alright, on this next one, all I did was take the same loop and speed up the tempo as fast as I could. And so we have the same exact chords progression, but now the tempo is so fast, it's not that fast, but it's fast enough that it would be very inconvenient to try and do eighth notes. Like, you would have to, or you would, if we're in 12, we're not in 12-8 anymore, it's more like swung 4-4. So you couldn't do what you did on 12-8, which was, you know, like, that would be so hard to do what we did, you know, to give every beat a three downs, you know. What we're doing instead is just one and two and three and four. So unlike the other two examples we did where we were going all downs on the eighth notes, now we're just going downs on the quarters. Down, 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 down. Now this is pretty easy for you, but let me make a point here. If the blues was straight, like the eighth notes were straight, it's called straight feel. You know, then if it was like it would be one, two, three, do that with me. Yep. One, two, and three, four, and one, two, and three, four. The eighth note is exactly in the middle of the beat.
Right.
But when it's swung, the eighth note is, you know, kind of like two-thirds the way through the beat. It's not kind of like, it is two-thirds the way through the beat because it's based on triplets. Which, if that's too much math, don't worry about it. But the sound, instead of, is now, try it with me. So three, four. Okay, you're still kind of playing straight, and this is something you can work on.
Okay.
You're going, do it with me, That's a straight feel. But if you delay the upstroke a little bit, how do you do that? You would have to, what I recommend to do that is do it a little slower first. Let's see if we can do it slower. Here, try it with me. Down, down, up, down. That's cool. For those of you who are more mathematically minded, we're still subdividing the beat into three, and we're only playing on the third part of the upstroke is on the third part of the triplet. It's like 1 2 3 2 2 3 2 3 4 3 1 2 3 2 3 4 2 3 2 3 2 3 4 2 3 like that. So, but that's too much math. But I think you got it at a slower tempo. Again, let's do straight versus swing. Straight is 1 2 3 4 and 1 2 and 3 4 and 1 2 and 3 4 and 1. And now we're going to delay the That's very good. So how to get it up to tempo is to know what your tempo is. Right now your tempo is around 84. So let me just demonstrate. You're pretty comfortable swinging at that tempo. So how do you get it up to speed where I have it now? Then you would just go in small increments. Like every week you do another five, you know, after 1 week, try and get up to 90. After another week, get up to 95. Let's see what the tempo was that I was doing it at. So let's see what this is. This is like 120 or something.
That's pretty quick.
This is 125. So you were at 80. You were at 84, and the goal is 125. It's really not that much. You're really not that much, you know, if you're doing, I said 5 ticks in a week, that might be the case for the first 2 weeks, but once you get the hang of it, you may shoot up and be able to do 10 or 20 clicks in a week. Make sense? But even so, don't worry about the up too much, about the placement of the up. If you happen to play it more straight for now,
yeah,
that's fine. But at least accent 2 and 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. Keep doing that. Don't get behind. That was... Right, you're getting behind. Here comes E. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. Here's the top. 2, 3, go. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, wait, you're getting behind, so stop. Just ground yourself and do the chops. Listen to that drummer for a minute. Let's go around one more time. 2, 3, 4, 1. This is great stuff. You're doing it. Play chords. 2, 3. Better. Nice job. This reminds me of something. You know, everyone thinks backing tracks are for soloing. This is why guitarists don't improve their rhythmic skills as well as they probably could have. They probably could. Like, I've known you for a long time, and I know your lead guitar skills are great, and your rhythm skills are a little bit behind. I'll bet you $1 million now that the technology is so strong, so prevalent in our world. I'll bet you this is not that uncommon, because guitarists always think that backing tracks are for soloing. So we get better at our soloing. We don't get better at our rhythm. Back in my, you know, when I was a kid, and I've said this many times, you know, I sound like an old man. We had to walk uphill both ways in the snow in July, you know. Just, you know, yeah, exactly. And so, you know, but I used to have to comp everything into a tape recorder. Mm-hmm. That little $30 tape recorder, I still have it. It still works. It still, you know, it still has that humming noise and everything else. But, you know, we were lucky just when the tape recorders had the zero feature. I remember when I was a kid, it came out where you could, it had a little button where you could, like, push the zero mark so that you didn't have to rewind and kind of hunt and peck and find where you started the file. You could just go right back to it. That was amazing back then, you know. But anyway, but the point is, I had to develop my rhythmic skills because I wanted something to play over.
Right.
And nowadays, we don't have that. But that was very good on this. And believe it or not, it helps your soloing, too. Like, feeling the rhythm in your bones, it really helps. Very good so far.